Chapter 1. I'm falling. I'm not entirely sure why or how, only that I am. One second, my fingers had a solid grip on the cliff I'd been climbing. Then the world shook. The air shimmered, my eyes clouded with dust, and the ground fell away. An earthquake. It had to be. I'm a California girl, so I know a quake when I feel one. I don't remember letting go of the rock, but I must have. And now I'm plummeting toward the ground. I wait for tension to tug at the harness strapped across my midsection. But it never comes. Either the rope broke or the safety carabiners came loose. Just my freaking luck. I blink rapidly, clearing my gaze. Think, Alana, think. But there's nothing I can do to slow my fall. Through the curtain of rock cascading all around me, I catch a glimpse of the sky and stare at that endless speck of blue, holding on to the beauty in its vibrant sapphire hue. I wish I could say I was having some sort of profound out-of-body experience in the last few moments of my life. But in actuality, the only things going through my mind are, I can't believe I'm going to die a virgin. My mom is going to kill me, and oh my gosh, I'm so close to landing my full twisting double tuck off the uneven bars. This isn't fair. Moving stuff, right? I wince as I wait for my body to crash against the boulders lining the forest floor below. Only, it doesn't. The world goes dark, and then water breaks my fall. Water I'm positive wasn't there before. I plunge into a deep pool, spinning head over heels as liquid engulfs me in a cool embrace. Muffled splashes echo beneath the surface. A sinking rock scratches my leg. Then another brushes my arm. Something heavy presses into my stomach, dragging me down. A boulder. If I don't get out from underneath it, I'll be pinned. I slide my arms through the water and kick my legs, fighting against gravity's pull. Propping my feet against the bumpy surface, I shove myself free of the sinking weight. My chest aches from lack of air. I swim, not really sure where I'm going, just hoping my body will know the way. A light catches my eye. I chase it, pumping my limbs as fast as they'll go. Then, I'm there. As I break the surface, I inhale sharply. My lungs greedily suck in air. At first, each breath sends little needles prickling into my throat, but the burn eventually subsides. It takes a moment for my eyes to adjust to the darkness, but as soon as they do, I realize just how fortunate I am to be alive. High overhead, the barest blip of blue sky is still visible through a gaping hole. The earthquake that shook me loose must have also opened a small tear in the ground, revealing an entrance to this cave hidden deep below. The existence of the lake was just dumb luck. Even still, from the height I was climbing, falling into the water should have felt like slamming into concrete, not jumping into my town swimming pool from the high dive. The rocks must have hit first, softening my landing. We just studied something like it in physics class, a case where a man was flung off a bridge but didn't die because his car hit the surface first, shifting the velocity of the water in a downward direction. At least, I think that's what my teacher said. Something like that, anyway. I don't usually pay super close attention in physics. Anything with too much math is a hard pass. Gym? Yes. History? Yes. Biology and chem? Heck yeah. But maybe I should have paid more attention, because right now, I can't help but feel as if I should be dead. Might be dead? Am totally dreaming? I mean, I should at least be injured. But I'm not. Am I? I run a quick mental check while I continue to tread water. My legs are fine. My arms are too. My fingers sting, so I can tell they're a bit raw and scraped up. But it's nothing major. My brain power feels a little slower than usual, but I think it's from sheer disbelief. I'm not concussed. I would know. The first time I tried a front tuck on the balance beam, I hit my head so hard I had to skip practice for a week. My mom took me to the hospital while on the brink of a nervous breakdown. But this? I just fell from what had to be at least 100 feet, and the worst I've got is a few scratches.